So actually, I feel like I'm constantly putting together sort of poll or survey data. So I was just writing another one on prostate cancer, trying to figure out what to ask people. And I'll ask you, which is, how would you compare the efficacy of apalutamide, enzalutamide, and darolutamide in M0 disease in general? And one of the answers was going to be they're about the same. Is that the answer you would give, or do you think there's one or more than one that's better?
They are about the same. Of course, depends what you want to focus on. So in the case of apalutamide and enzalutamide, which are structurally similar, the available data for comparison between the trials is effectively indistinguishable. The hazard ratios for the primary endpoint of metastasis-free survival are 0.28 and 0.29, I believe, and the absolute improvement in metastasis-free survival is 24 and 22 months, respectively. And then if you look across other secondary endpoints that are shared, very, very similar data. For whatever reason, in the case of the Aramis study, the hazard ratio is closer to 0.4, so there's a somewhat larger hazard ratio. Whether that's a true difference between the agents or a vagary of the study design is hard to say. Turns out that the improvement in metastasis-free survival is 22 months in favor of darolutamide over placebo. So again, by that metric, nearly indistinguishable from the other drugs. And if you look at overall survival, you have apalutamide and darolutamide coming in with a hazard ratio of 0.7, enzalutamide with a hazard ratio of 0.8. I think with immature data, like as in the case of survival, it would be speculation to claim a meaningful difference in outcome. So I think to summarize, I'd say that these drugs are far more similar than different for efficacy.